Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Rach is on vacation. I got to take a 2-week vacation. I've never done it. Never in my life.
Me neither.
I got to do it. So she'll be back on Monday. Nate Gatter, who you guys know from the show and KMOX, doing sports stuff, and he's been on our show quite a few times. He's going to sit in with us for the first hour. Good to see you, Nate.
Good to be here.
When do you hear about the bar?
Tomorrow morning.
Get out.
Yeah. What timing? We're inside 24 hours now.
You're going to the bar?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
How does it happen? I forgot.
It'll be an email, I think. Well, it'll be an email saying we've posted a message on your, you know, official Missouri Bar applicant account. And then I think in the afternoon they post a list of everybody who passed.
Okay.
But that's, you know, if you're an actual applicant, you get to find out before that.
Yeah. So my first year in law school was the before times, right? It was like 1987, 88. And so the first semester of the first year, everyone's freaking out about grades. And they had this thing where you could go into the office of someone and they had it written down in a book. And like, here are all the names and here are all the scores. And they would tell you whether you passed or failed.
Okay.
But everyone would try to read upside down. And so I looked and I had a 98 in criminal law. And I was interning with Brian Cave back then.
Okay.
I told everyone.
Yeah.
I told everyone. Turns out Melanie Gurley had a 98 in criminal law. Yes. Yes.
What did you have?
An 89.
Oh, well,
which
that's
was okay.
Good.
That's maybe the toughest it could have been, because an 89 would have been perfectly fine. But when you go around telling everybody it's a 98. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now an 89 doesn't sound so good.
Right. I was super happy with 89.
Yeah.
But not after 3 days of thinking I had a 98.
Yeah.
And they would send these little blue postcards to your apartment. And they wouldn't all come in the same day. So it was like four or five days of just rushing home and opening up your little, you know. Oh.
So they split it up now that as first year students, the grades all get released at once on a specific day at a specific time, and they tell you, or they all, you know, they come out within 10 minutes or so, they post all at once.
Yeah.
As a second and third year, it's all online, obviously, but they still post one at a time as the grades come in. So it is in some cases, you know, a 2-week process from beginning to end. It's funny you talk about having to go like in the before times, like you said. My dad was in law school around the same time, and he talks about with the bar. He took it in Colorado, and the way you found out if you passed was the day that they posted them. They literally put up pieces of paper with the printed names of everyone who had passed and just taped them up. Yeah. On the window of the Colorado bar office in Denver.
Wow.
And all, you know, these hundreds of people would gather outside and take their turn, you know, walking up, trying to find their name.
Wow.
There's something kind of, I mean, it's obviously incredibly nerve-wracking, but there's something sort of romantic about that as compared to checking your email.
Definitely. Definitely. We went to law school.
You guys are smart.
We are.
I didn't.
Gotta turn your mic on.
La-dee-da. No, I don't. I'll just leave it off. No one needs to hear from me.
Yeah. In fact, both of us turn them off. We're not lawyers.
Nobody need to hear from me.
Okay, what about vacation? You mentioned vacation earlier. Yeah. What is the longest vacation you've taken?
Week.
Same.
Yeah. I've probably taken like a Monday on the other end of it or something like that. But
how long is it the end of the year that you do? That's not really the same
thing. Yeah, I don't count those.
Yeah, that's not a vacation.
Right. At the end of the year.
It's just end of the year.
The ratings book is different.
Right, right.
And for some reason, no one cares about it.
Yeah, the holidays, they don't. Yeah.
And so 25 years ago, my boss, Jeff Allen, was like, this is when you should take your time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, I usually take like the 19th-ish or so of December. Yeah.
But you're right. It's not the same, though. Yeah. It's just like.
It's nice, though.
You know, no, get me wrong.
No complaints.
But it's not the same as what Rach is doing, going to. Yeah. You know, overseas or whatever, yeah.
I wonder, though, because, you know, you are who you are, and I'm still Jack Glover's son, and he worked his ass off, and I would hear him throwing up all night, and he'd get up and put on his overalls and go climb scaffolds, and 10 degrees, 110 degrees, didn't matter, and I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy he was, but he instilled that in me. And so I wonder if I could survive 2 weeks in Florida or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, see, it would have to be, like, to the only time I've ever done anything close to that was when we went to Italy, which was 2013 or something like that. And it was just like a station-sponsored thing. You know, I did the spots, and then if you sell enough, you get to go on the trip and all that.
Yeah.
And that was maybe 11 days. But if it's not that, what am I going to do for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit there and be like, well, play more video games.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me around the holidays because it's around the holidays.
You got stuff going on.
But if I took 2 weeks and stayed at home in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, where would you go unless you're going to do like a cross-country road trip? There's not, like, there just aren't many places where 2 weeks is necessary.
Yeah. The Europeans do it.
They do, but they get to go to places like the Riviera or the Alps.
Yeah.
Or what, you know, it's a little different. Well, I don't know, maybe we've got versions of that too, but we're used to them, which makes it less exciting.
The first time I went anywhere real was back in, I didn't have the show yet, and we went to Negril, Jamaica. And I was just blown away and had never been to an all-inclusive before. And I was feeling, you know, like Gordon Gekko. And we met some Brits, and they're like, how long are you here? We're like, 7 days, 6 days, 7 nights. And they're like, oh, we're here for a month.
Like,
a month?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that typical? It's like six weeks of annual leave, I think, is typical in the UK.
Yeah,
it's similar in all the European countries. And that's why they come here. That's the only way they do come here. It's kind of like when we go over there. It's that same idea. If you can't come here for a week. If you're visiting the U.S., unless you're just coming to visit family, you need a lot more time to hit. Because one thing that everybody in Europe agrees on is that the United States is so ridiculously big. Like, to them, a 3-hour drive is forever. And to us, it's nothing.
Yeah,
we'll do that there and back in the same day. We don't give a crap.
You guys might have heard this before, but I don't remember where I heard it. But I remember hearing somebody say that Americans think, or Europeans think 100 miles is a long way. Americans think 100 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And that's always stuck in my mind. I think that's quite true.
No, it's 100% true. Yeah.
It's a great saying.
Yeah, because I didn't remember. I saw, I'm sure I saw this on TikTok, but it's a British guy that lives in the U.S., he's like, you don't understand. You can drive from the northernmost point of our country to the southernmost point, and that's a normal day trip for an American.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like 4 hours or 5 hours or something crazy like that. Like, these people will drive from New York to Florida. which is like not even, I don't even know that you can fathom that in Europe. I'm not sure there is a drive in Europe that's that big.
I mean, you could go across several countries.
Say maybe the southern boot of Italy all the way up to, you know, the Slavic countries, maybe. I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying when you look at it, it's not, everything there is pretty small. You can get from one country to the other country in a couple hours usually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little different when you have to come here. You need time.
I feel bad for Nate.
Yeah.
Why is that?
What did he do?
Well, today's rapture.
Oh, so, and you're still here with us.
He's not going to find out if he passed the bar or not.
So. Oh, well, yeah. Maybe. I don't know Nate well enough to know whether he's coming or going.
They probably know that on the other side, right? I can ask. Do you get a certain number of questions to, like, you know, the things you wanted to know in your... Oh, okay, that's... Imagine that. Let's say you get to the other side and they say, like, you get, you know, three questions about the world, about your life, whatever, and you get the right answer, you get the full answer, you get everything you want, but you only get those three.
Yeah.
You got to pick them carefully.
Right.
You know, something like that, I think that would be debilitating for me. I think I would have to spend weeks, if not months, deciding how I'm going to use these questions.
You have eternity, so.
Yeah, no rush.
Use your purgatory time.
Yeah, exactly.
What if the rapture happens while we're on the air and we don't know it because we're all still here? We don't realize it.
We'll notice Fred Bottomer floating up.
Yeah, I was going to say. I guess Brad Young's no-showing today. I don't know.
Yeah, we'd lose a few people. But also, there'd be, like, cars crashing and stuff.
Yeah.
What was the... There was a... Oh, the... The Leftovers. Did you see that TV show?
Yeah.
It was on HBO. I hated the show, but the first couple episodes were like, this is what happened. It's like just half the population disappeared.
Was it Rapture or was it something else?
I don't want to give anything away to anybody that may watch it.
Okay.
But you don't know this in the beginning when you're watching. It's just people disappear. So planes are falling from the sky. Cars are just crashing, like, because people driving them just went away.
Yeah.
That was those first couple episodes, you're like, oh my God. And then the whole show just becomes really annoying after that.
How many do we think would really make it, though? If there was a rapture, like, do you think it would be enough that, I mean, there would be some car crashes, but do you think it'd be enough that it would be debilitating, or would there be some people who would think they've got a ticket who would find out?
I think both. I think if it were real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would be real. There are a lot of people that think they're going that won't be.
Yes. Very disappointed
people.
And
there would probably be a lot that don't think they're going that do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would maybe even be more surprising.
And if I found myself up in the air, I'd be like, just keep your mouth shut, just keep your mouth shut.
Don't say anything.
They'd be like, we got you here, Doug Grubner. I'm like, that's me. That's me.
Who was the one that had the 98?
Yeah, they scanned the sheet upside down just like you did.
You're girly, right? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. What'd you get in criminal law class? 98.
You passed the test.
Come on in.
Open the gates. Open the gate.
10,000 years down the road, they're like, Melanie Gurley's not nearly as smart as we thought she was.
Also, surprisingly little hair.
She had a hard time down there.
Still something about her, though. Something so handsome.
She's got a little something.
She's got a je ne sais quoi.
Okay. All right. Good start to the show.
Yeah, we're having
fun. See how far this one goes.
Wonder if anybody's listening or if they all got raptured.
Book Fred at 3.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Do we have a time?
I saw 12:46 Pacific time on TikTok. I'm not sure who came up with that one.
All right. So we're closing in.
So is it by time zone or all at the same time?
I'm guessing all at the same time.
Was the predictor, was it in somebody in the United States or?
Yeah, so... To be serious for a second, I used to believe all of this. When I was religious, I was this brand of religious. I was in the Assembly of God Church. People were speaking in tongues. The rapture was everything. I used to, like, quote unquote, preach about it. When I was picking pumpkins at Losh's Farms, they got mad at me because I was proselytizing. So I know a lot about this. And when I started not believing, I researched it. And all you need to do is look up John Nelson Darby. John Nelson Darby was a minister in the 1830s, and he's the first person, to my knowledge, I'll stand corrected if you can correct me, who ever connected those scriptures and talked about tribulation period and pre-tribulation period and the Antichrist. And so John Nelson Darby, look him up.
How many people are like really bought in on this? I mean, I was vaguely aware of it, but it's not a Catholic thing.
So it's a Protestant thing. And I think it's more of an evangelical thing, like the Assembly of God Church that I was in. So I'm going to spitball a quarter.
But I would Christianity? Also, I would also bet, just like most people that are evangelicals, aren't thinking today is the day.
No.
There's a small group of all of those groups of people that
right.
think
that's
this.
More what I meant. Not necessarily how many people are bought in on the idea of rapture, period, but that today is the day.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah. Not a lot. It's mostly been jokes.
Yes. I have to say, though, if I got invited, I mean, assuming that it didn't seem dangerous in some way, which it probably wouldn't, if I got invited, like, come hang out at our Assemblies of God church or whatever, where we take this really seriously and 100 of us are going to get together because we think we're all about to float up together in a few hours, I probably would go just because I wonder what the next few minutes are like.
Yeah. You want to see what happens at 12:47.
Right. What's the immediate discussion after that? You don't just go and have some punch at 1.
At 12:45, would you say a little prayer? Like, just in case, let me cover my bases?
I think at this point, I think if there is a God who's going to rapture me, he's probably smarter than that. You know, I don't think he's falling for that.
You're not going to get the last second trick on him. Yeah.
I think he probably knows.
Gatter just said it.
Dang it. He got the magic words.
I was right about to hit the button and he got me.
I think you put together a body of work and you got to be comfortable resting on it at a certain point.
Well said.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come back, guys. DGS on Camo X. I learned a new phrase today. dry begging. You ever heard of that?
Nope.
Kind of.
For example, Wheels, if you and I were married and I under my breath said, boy, sure would be nice to have someone take out the trash. That's called dry begging. What? Telling someone what you want from them without actually telling them what you want from them.
That's just passive aggression, right?
I was going to say, why do we need a
new
name?
Like I said, everything has a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if you're just going to say that, just say, could you please take out the garbage? It sounds much better.
Oh, yeah. It's for people who can't be direct.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. Because like you are saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just one can sound like, please do me a favor, and the other one can sound like, man, I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think one is sort of, hey, you know, it has the tone of maybe you forgot about this or something opposed to, wow, you're so lazy, you haven't done this. You know, you're incompetent, whatever. I can't believe you haven't done this thing already. Yeah. It's sort of, you have already failed, as opposed to like,
yeah,
just giving you a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that I don't know where you would do it or what level you would do it. Do you think human beings need more communication skills taught? Because I think a lot of problems that pop up because people aren't good at that. They're not good at saying what they need to say or it finding the right way to say a thing. So I use my, like, it's not a big deal anymore, but for a long time, it was a big deal for me and my dad. My dad would say things in a very aggressive way. And I said, you know, if you just said that slightly differently, you would get a different response from everybody around you.
It's an interesting question. One I've not really thought about. It's kind of obvious, but, you know, Nate, I'm sure, is going to pass the bar. And someone, hopefully Phoebe, passes, you know, her junior year at KU. But what kind of passing grades would we all get on communication? Not fancy.
No. I'm talking basics. Just like
effective.
Yeah, effective communication, right? Like how do I get the result that's best?
Yeah.
In a way that's also not going to potentially turn someone against me, cuz say I want the garbage out. The example you just used.
Yeah.
I can say it a lot of different ways. A
lot of ways.
I can be like, "Take the damn garbage out." Or I can say, "Hey, could you please get that? Really would appreciate it." Or I can do the thing you're talking about, which is under your breath. Just, man, I really wish someone would do something and step up and take the garbage out. Every one of those things could accomplish the same goal.
Yeah.
But they're all going to have different residues remaining after the fact.
Yeah, I've always had this theory that we only have maybe a 10% band in the middle of effective communication.
Yeah.
Because below it, or above it, doesn't matter, we have a lot of gossip and a lot of backbiting and a lot of ineffective crappy talk. And then on above it, we have a lot of aggressive, gee, damn it, blah, 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 blah.
Yelling, that is not,
And I just picked the number. Like, it seems like we have about 10% effective speech. It's hard to run a railroad with 10% effective speech.
I think a lot of people, and I imagine this is only becoming more true with, you know, younger people who are digital natives and therefore do a lot more of their communication in indirect or in not in person formats. But I think a lot of people just struggle with the idea of being direct without being emotional or agitated or angry.
I've struggled my whole life.
They think of direct as conflict already in and of itself. Right. And so it doesn't make sense to do it unless you're angry or you have some kind of problem.
I've caught myself having a hard time. Like if I say to one of my friends or whatever, like, yeah, you know, I think what I'm probably going to do is just stay home, whatever. That means I'm staying home no matter what.
Yeah,
but
you're just soft selling.
I use the word probably soften, at times when what I mean is absolutely, I've made up my mind.
And when you sell it softly, and then I'm like, why are they giving me so much pushback on this? It's like, because you're like waffling at them.
But also, if you come out real harsh from the word go, hey, you want to go? And you just type back, no.
Absolutely not.
that's going to be, like, that's why you got to play those games, and maybe something should be taught.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months. I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Dave Hines online says, love the Memphis jersey, Dave. Have you worn a Springfield one yet? I have. It was my first jersey, and it's awesome, but I gained weight. And it's a little grabby around my man boobs. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds in the last couple of weeks, so I'll get back there.
You exaggerate a little bit.
Well, no, like I they're numbers on a scale, you know, it's pretty, yeah. I went from 209 at my highest, 238 is my highest, down to 165. And that's when I took that picture with Ozzy and I look like a patient.
Oh, geez.
I did. I look sick. Like people in my life, they put it in one of the magazine articles about me this year and people are like, dude, are you okay? And then I've gained probably 20. So, but, you know, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Like when you're wearing one pair of jeans and they fit and suddenly you can't get them buttoned, right? And then I bought a big pair of jeans that I'm wearing now and they're falling off me. So I don't have anything. I'm a tweener.
Like now you need an in-between pair?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, at this stage in life, I just need to find a weight and just go, this is it. This is what I do.
Yeah,
this is who I'm going to be.
Although at a certain point you've accumulated enough clothes for that you're within a window. Okay.
Well, that's the problem I have is that every piece of clothing I own I buy used on eBay, and then I just like throw it away. If it's like, oh, I'll never wear that fat shirt again. And then I'm like, but where's my fat shirt? I think it's an interesting conversation. Nate was asking me, Nate just graduated law school and took the bar. He'll find out tomorrow. I'm sure he'll pass. But asked me if I miss anything about the law. And I thought my answer was kind of interesting. Maybe we'll spark a conversation here with you guys. I miss the aesthetic. I miss, because I went from being a dumb jock to being at WashU Law School, just in a blink of an eye. No ramp up. So I really leaned into it and, you know, found that I could keep up with my fellow students. And that was a good time of life for me. Like, I'd never felt smart before. My mom and dad, God love them, God rest their soul, kind of led me to believe that I was stupid, like real stupid, you know. And so it was just it was fun. And being a lawyer, I loved the travel and, you know, spent my first three years in Alaska and big desks and assistants and things like that. It wasn't for me, but I missed that. Is there anything in your life, a stage, where maybe it wasn't right for you, or maybe it was? Like, Kev, I'm sure you really miss the aesthetic of college baseball. Everything about it. The smell, the sights, the feel, the camaraderie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, people told me I wasn't good enough to keep doing that.
Yeah.
No, but if that would be the thing. Because everything else has been stuff I wanted to do. Like, it's all radio. It's all, you know, talking about sports.
Yeah.
Until joining DGS. So, yeah, it's definitely being on a team, even if you're not really one of the main players, because I wasn't.
Do you have regrets about that?
No,
or
not
bad
really.
Feelings about that?
Not really. No. I mean, I always thought back then, I'm like, ah, they just got to give me a chance. I was like Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
And then the more you look at it, I'm like, ah, they were probably right.
See, my experience as a college athlete was I was the fastest guy on my team, but I was never going to win a race against another school.
Gotcha.
Like, we just didn't have a good program.
Yeah.
Clearly, because I was the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like you. You know, I knew going, traveling to the Florida Relays or, you know, Drake or whatever it was, I was going to run a couple races.
I just feel like
I wasn't going to win.
If you're a competitive person and you're in that environment, if you don't actually think you're a little better than you are, I think that's part of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should, I think, believe you're better than maybe you really are.
Interesting.
Because I think that's how you compete with people that are better than you. So, like, I would have I didn't brag about it. I didn't talk about it. I just always told myself every day, I don't care who else is on the field. I want to be the best player on the field today. And for a while it worked, and then for a while after that it didn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I think every competitive person, I don't care if you're a lawyer, I don't care if you're a radio host, I don't care if you're in sports, whatever you're doing, if you're in a field where you're competing, which is a lot of things, I feel like you should think you're a little better than you are.
Interesting.
Because if you're thinking that you're less than you are, you're not going to push, and you're not going to compete, and you're not going to try to do more and take on bigger opponents or whatever. And if you're, you know, if you're right on the money, that's fine too, I guess. But I'd rather overshoot. I think you're a better psychological place because belief is important in competition. If you don't believe it, why should someone else? Why should your coach believe it if you don't? Because I don't know where that came from. Maybe it's partly my dad, kind of his way of teaching me as I was growing up. But if you don't have that, it's okay to be wrong about that.
So like, how did you handle it when you found out you were wrong?
Not great at first. Like, I didn't like it, but and I disagreed with it at the time when the way it was being put to me, because the way it was put to me was, you're just not playing. And then eventually it was, yeah, you're not good enough to keep playing, so bye. And it wasn't as direct a conversation as that, although a couple people it was. A couple people, like, you need to do something else.
Like coaches.
Yeah, scouting type people. Yeah, people that were evaluating. But yeah, coaches too. Where, you know, my direct coaches were pretty good. They're always encouraging. They're always like, hey, keep working. Because, you know, if the guy in college, like me, that's the bottom of the totem pole, if that guy's pushing and working hard, he's pushing the guy in front of him.
Yeah.
And then that guy's going to, you know, so you want that dynamic. You should encourage that.
Yeah.
But then there was a point where it's like, yeah, you're done. You're not going to keep playing this game other than playing for fun. And I didn't like it or agree with it at the time, but then I, you know, doing what I do, realized that it was correct. They were right. Like if I can go back and self-evaluate, and if I looked at myself as a 20-year-old player, I wouldn't think that person was going to go anywhere either. But at the time, you don't agree with it. At the time, you're like, nah, you guys are just wrong. I'll find a way to prove you wrong. But obviously, you can't always.
But also, I have to push back a little bit. You are judging your talent and performance based on University of Miami. That's
sure.
That's a big bait. That's Harvard.
Sure.
For academics. Like, that's the equivalent in baseball.
Sure. My goal was to play in the big leagues.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So, like, all my life, that's all I wanted to do was play in the major leagues.
Okay.
So, when I was at that point, at the latter part of college, and slowly getting the hints, like, yeah, it's not going to happen, buddy, you still don't think that they're right. That's that part of you that thinks you're better than you are.
Yeah.
But then if you're a rational person, and I think part of what helps me have that ability to look back at it and say they were right, is that I got into this business, the business of talking sports and covering the major leagues and seeing, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what that looks like when you're seeing it up close, right? Or eventually I got into evaluating players myself, and then I would see someone like, oh, yeah, that's probably what I looked like.
How would you as a coach, and I know you coach 14-year-olds, but let's say you coach college, how would you treat a modern-day Kevin Wheeler in your program?
Probably a little more hands-on than my coaches were. They weren't bad to me by any means. They were great. Like, they taught me great things, but in college, they didn't push a lot because I wasn't playing. I wasn't the number, you know, you got a first round pick that's your catcher.
Yeah.
That guy's going to get a lot more attention. Then you got guys that you recruited that I was not a high recruit, right? I was a arranged walk on academic scholarship, which is why they want you on the team because you can bring the team GPA up and they don't have to pay you any money, like that kind of stuff.
And you're a good ball player.
Well, no, and I was all right. I was good enough to do that kind of stuff, right? I was good enough. And that was it. So if it were me, I would try to maximize more of my roster, which is hard because you have time limits. So I'm not saying it would be easy.
Yeah.
But I would say that I would try to get more out of the bottom of my roster and less just about the top. But look, the top is what wins you games, and that's what keeps your job. So I understand it.
Yeah. We have Nate Gatter here with us for one more segment. Let's come back and talk some Cardinals baseball since we have Nate with us. Come back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Nate Gatter's here with us. Let's take advantage of Nate. Let's talk some Cardinals baseball. So Major League Baseball did what today?
So they brought in automated balls and strikes for the first time in history.
Tell me what that means.
So it's going to be a challenge system. It's not going to be full robot umpires, right? But every pitch that's thrown can be challenged. Each team gets two challenges. Every time you're right, you keep it. And if you're wrong, you lose it. So you can be wrong twice.
Okay.
You can be right an infinite number of times.
Okay.
But you can only be wrong twice as that goes. The only people that can challenge a pitch are the pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter. Mm-hmm. Dugout cannot have any influence. It cannot be anybody else. There's no review. There's no replay. So it'll be pretty instantaneous.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say the decision has to be made pretty much immediately.
Oh no, yeah, it's immediate. Like and they just have to tap their head.
Okay.
Pitcher, catcher, hitter, tap their head.
Okay.
Umpire will signal upstairs. He'll get a call back that said, "Yep, that's a ball," or "Nope, it's a strike," or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they will. From my understanding, is they're also going to post the visual on the scoreboard in the stadium as well. So if there's a challenge, the thing will pop up there and it'll show you where that pitch was, okay, ball and strike. So
kind of like how tennis was,
yeah,
you know, now
yeah,
they've got the Hawkeye system, so it happens automatically. But when tennis was still using umpires and then the players could challenge and you'd see the Hawkeye play on the video board and the fans would all kind of clap as it was going, which is why I think this is going to be a hit, because it's quick. It doesn't slow things down, but it also engages the fans in real time. They get to be involved. It's kind of like now college football conferences are one by one starting to allow fans on the broadcast to hear the conversation between the replay office
and
the officials when they're doing a replay review and kind of what they're talking through and making the call.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. It feels like you're getting to see. There's no conversation going on, but it feels like you as a fan are getting to see and almost participate in what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it an exciting play in and of itself.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it, and they've had some time to work out the kinks, because this would have been the conclusion of year three that they've had it at the AAA level, mm-hmm, and then they expanded it one or 2 years ago.
They did it this spring in spring training games, and it went pretty smoothly. Like, you're going to get people, and this is where teams are going to have to do this strategically, right?
Yeah,
you're going to have to say if you have a hitter, let's just say Jordan Walker, who doesn't know the strike zone very well, You probably don't want him challenging very often.
That was my question. Like, what do the coaches tell the players?
But if it's a Brendan Donovan, you're going to be like, hey, if you don't think it, or Newt Barr, you know, the guys that know the zone, it's going to have to be coached. It's going to have to be taught. It's
like base stealers. Like, who has the green light?
Yeah. And it's going to end up adding a level of strategy to how teams prepare for games. And they may not, you know, some teams may be very specific. Hey, don't you challenge. You don't know the strike zone very well. Don't challenge. Or, hey, you've got the green light. You know, you're the Ricky Henderson of knowing balls and strikes.
So you know, no challenges with nobody on base or something like that. You know, if this is strike three to end the first inning with nobody on, we're not challenging that and wasting it.
But if there's a runner on second and you know, you're sixth inning and it's a one-run game, well, maybe you do. So there's probably going to have to be a lot of coaching, which I think is great. It adds strategy to it. And then, by the way, in extra innings, every team gets another challenge.
I've always wondered this. So I'm at home watching the game in real time, seeing if it's a ball or strike.
Yeah.
Isn't there someone for the organizations doing the same thing in real time?
Sort of, yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
But you won't be able to apply that technology quickly enough to make it useful in this instance.
But you're not
allowed
to.
The other thing is, I think this could lead, I didn't come up with this, this is not an original thought, I saw this today, that this could lead to the end of the K-zone boxes being shown on broadcast in real time, because that's not necessarily exactly dialed in to...
Oh, no, it's not at all the same thing, yeah.
Now, they might make an effort to try to dial that in, but I think that's going to be a challenge, so we might see them take it off, because otherwise fans at home are saying, why aren't they challenging? Why aren't they challenging? Yeah. Or just seeing a discrepancy between the K-zone and then when there is a challenge.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really fun, and Wheels, you know this, with your exposure to youth baseball, you know this better than most people. I feel like with every passing year, certainly with every passing half decade, we are taking so much baseball sense and authority away from players and putting it in dugouts and in coaches' control. We've seen this in college baseball. They basically don't let the players make any decisions ever.
No, nothing.
And that's starting to expand to professional baseball now because of, you know, the communication systems has been a big part of it. Although still, I think, you know, for the most part, catchers are calling the game at least.
It might change.
It could change. So this is something that can't be outsourced to the coaches and to managers.
Yeah.
This has to be done by players who have to have this kind of broad baseball sense of not just was that a strike or a ball, but is this the right moment in the game to challenge?
Yeah, it can't just be a selfish move. It can't be, I don't like that call. It has to be, does this make sense given the circumstances around me?
Imagine if in the NFL, a play could only be challenged by, you know, the receiver and corner who were involved in this contested catch, and they had to decide within 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I think those guys are throwing the challenge flag immediately almost every time because they don't think about it.
Right.
So you have to train people to think about
it. This may be a difficult question to answer, but do you think that players in the past, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever you choose to analyze, had a better baseball sense than 2025?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Different.
It's a different thing, like, because they didn't have as much to know.
Okay.
So as an example, if you were, you know, a shortstop and Cal Ripken came up to the plate, you would vaguely know that he pulls the ball in the hole. So maybe you'd take a step or two over. Or maybe your infield coach from the dugout would get your attention and be like, hey, move over a little bit. Now you know exactly where to play based on who your pitcher is. And it's in a hat. You got a card in your hat and it tells you where. This hitter's up. This pitcher's pitching. Here you go. This is where you're going to stand. And that takes into account a lot more. So there's more to know, and that makes it more. That's why defense has gotten to be so good, because there's a lot less guessing. Every time you see a guy rip a ball and there's a defender standing right there, it's because of that.
Yeah.
It's not because the players had to know it, but the players probably can't know all of that. And that's why I wonder, because the Marlins did this week. They actually called the game for the catcher from the dugout. So I think it was the pitching coach who called the pitches, and the catcher would then just give the signal with pitch comm to the pitcher. That's college baseball.
Yeah, and that draws the distinction. Yeah. I think I would say the players today have so much more information and they're so much more equipped to know how to process that information, you know, in their off-season training, during the day, getting ready for a game, making an adjustment. They understand all of these metrics and how to, or at least they have people who help them and they know how to implement it then to change their swing. In terms of stuff in game, little things like calling pitches and, you know, the stuff that's going to go into challenges and that kind of, you know, in the moment baseball sense, I think you could argue that that guys at a time when they were not as supported by coaches because it just wasn't practicable, that those guys had a little more, they had more independence. And so they had to have the knowledge to survive on their own play to play.
What we don't remember, though, is how often they were wrong.
Right.
Right, right. No, that's very fair.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.